Hi, Jenny.
How are you?
Good.
That's good.
Yeah.
political.
Oh, that is beautiful, the political. Oh, but there's an indoor, like, back walls, and then the fence.
I definitely recommend seeing this. Ron is good.
How are you, Lynn? If you remember me, I'm Carol Covington from Mid-Atlantic Region.
Oh, good to see you again.
Good to see you too. You've been on this for far.
Huh?
Has it gone so far?
Cool.
So, when did you get in?
Yeah, on Saturday.
Saturday around 1:00. Okay. Did you come to the opening session yesterday?
Wasn't that Thursday, cancer dorm last night.
Okay.
Saturday, had plans to actually get every thing.
Okay.
So, okay, well, I guess I'll be emailing her for the guy.
I just found out that there are the two hotels that are hosting other sessions.
Yes.
Yeah.
And I was like, for so then people are so good, they start coming out of the flight.
Oh my God, okay. Right.
So when they come out, they're thinking like that.
Yeah.
Your problem.
you and Kathy and Adam and Lloyd.
Good afternoon. It's a little bit past 4:30, and so I think we might want to get started since it's near the end of the day. And I just want to thank you all for being here. This is the NCI's Cancer Information Service program. We have a panel this afternoon really focusing on the NCI's work in translating science into practice, primarily through our Using What Works program and the implementation both at a national, regional, and local level. So we will be having a couple of presentations. I am Linda Fleischer. I'm the moderator for the session and the PI for the Atlantic Region Cancer Information Service, and welcome you here. The goals of the session are actually a couple of things that we hope to accomplish through our various presentations this afternoon. One is to really for you to learn more about the NCI's initiatives to foster translation of science into practice, and particularly focusing on the NCI tool Using What Works, which we'll tell you a little bit more about. I also want to talk a little bit about the NCI's Cancer Information Service role in moving the Using What Works toolkit actually into practice in the field and helping organizations to adapt evidence-based programs into their programs and into their communities. And we'll do that through a couple of case studies that we have from various regional CIS offices. So I'm going to get started and tell you a little bit about, give you an overview of the CIS, an overview of Using What Works. For some of you who are very familiar with the CIS, there may be information you already know. For some of you who may not be as familiar with the CIS, hopefully this will give you a flavor of what this program is really about, as well as the Using What Works toolkit. And again, the authors for this particular presentation are listed here and really represent a group of people across the country from the CIS regional offices and from NCI that were part of a national work group looking at Using What Works and how we were implementing it in the field. So what is evidence-based cancer control? I think it's always good to start with what are we talking about? What do we mean? There are many definitions out there in terms of evidence-based, evidence-informed. I like this one from Ross Bronson. And I think the point really is getting effective and tested interventions back into practice. That really is the goal. I think sometimes we think that's a very simple thing to do, unless you've done it. I think it sounds simple. The reality is it really takes systems and it takes initiatives to really move that research into practice. In terms of the NCI's Cancer Information Service, this is a program of the National Cancer Institute. It actually has three major components. One is a partnership program, which is really where we're focusing our attention today. But there are also two other components of the service. One is our information service. Many of you may know 1-800-FOR-CANCER, which is the NCI's toll-free line, as well as we have live help and other access points for people to use this information service. We also have a research program, and the research program really focuses on developing and implementing research using the CIS service. So it's really integrating research into practice. And the partnership program really is designed to be a national program that's implemented at a regional level. We have 15 regional offices. I'm going to show you the map in a second. We have CIS staff that represent the NCI in the community throughout the country. And the purpose of this network is to really get programs back out into the community and get evidence-based programs into the practice at a community level. This is the map of the United States, in case any of you don't know the map of the United States. And as you can see, we have regional offices covering the entire U.S. These offices are regionally based, and we actually have CIS partnership staff in every state around the country. So though the main office of that regional CIS partnership program may be in one state, they cover all those states and actually have staff in all those states. And some of the staff you'll get to meet this afternoon. The real purpose, I think, of the CIS partnership program is focused around health disparities and really working with organizations who are in those communities, who are trusted in those communities. But what the partnership program is doing is bringing NCI expertise, bringing NCI resources, bringing cancer control expertise to those organizations. So we're, in a sense, almost technical advisors to those organizations, really building their capacity and bringing that information and those resources right into the community. We work through a variety of ways, disseminating NCI materials, really working with those organizations to design programs, to evaluate those programs, as well as providing training to those organizations, again, with the goal to really have more evidence-based cancer control being implemented. And I love this slide because I think we have challenges when we think about getting evidence-based information and evidence-based programs into the community. This slide, in case you can't read it, says, the beauty of this, that it is only of theoretical importance, and there's no way it can be of practical use whatsoever, which is the exact opposite of what we're trying to accomplish. We're trying to take research-tested interventions and help organizations to understand how do they adapt them so they are practical and usable in their communities. I mean, you may have, for example, a program, a research study that had 12 sessions. How do you make that more practical in the community? And that's part of the goal of the adaptation process. So this is a Using What Works toolkit. Maybe I can just even show, since we're a small group of hands, how many of you have actually seen the toolkit, other than the CIS staff? Okay, a few of you have. So I'm just going to walk you through it a little bit, and you'll see more how it's been applied in some of the programs that some of my colleagues will be presenting. It is designed to teach organizations how to develop health programs. It includes a number of resources, slides, interactive activities. And I think the way that it's really being used as the CIS implements this is to tailor it to meet the goals of specific organizations. The toolkit actually has 5 modules. It's designed actually, if it's done in completely, probably a 6 to 8 hour training. So this is actually fairly in-depth training. Module 1 is really focused on what do we mean by evidence-based. Again, a lot of different perspectives of what that is and what it means, and I think that's important. For some organizations, it's getting them just to kind of begin to think about evidence-based approaches. There's a needs assessment module, a module that really focuses on how do I find evidence-based programs. Module 4 is actually how to make it fit your needs, so it's the whole adaptation process. How do I take this program and what's appropriate to adapt or change and how do I actually implement that? And module 5 is focused on evaluation. So these are the 5 modules within the toolkit that are being used throughout the country and part of our training program. And from the CIS perspective, what we're really trying to do is increase knowledge and self-efficacy of organizations to conduct and utilize evidence-based programs, and actually to increase the use of those approaches in practice. So again, it's sort of the training, step one, but again, working with those organizations as they move forward and want to adapt a program, the CIS can really help them in that process as well. This is a logic model that our work group has been working on to really help explain, again, sort of the inputs, what are all the pieces of the work that we're doing, the kinds of activities. And again, I think the important part on the last part of the slide, the end goal is really to increase the number of effective interventions that are implemented at a regional or local level. So the training is there to build that capacity, but then again, we are providing technical assistance as those organizations move forward in this process. So far, we've actually implemented 112 trainings across the country with over 3,000 people attending these trainings. And again, this is just growing every month as more and more training programs are being implemented around the country. And you can see it really breaks down into a variety of ways we're trying to tailor it to the needs of that organization. So for many organizations, they're not quite ready for adaptation. They're still trying to understand what is evidence-based approaches, kind of willing to move in that direction. If you sort of think about sort of the pre-contemplators. And so we may be just doing one component of the module. We have another 29% where a half-day training, we use some of the modules. And then in about 35% of the trainings we've done so far, it's really been a full day or the full complement of the modules that have been part of that training. And again, the training is tailored. For the comprehensive trainings, we have a pre- and post-test to really look at the impact of the training. And again, we're using a variety of methods and being very creative in terms of how we do this. Some of the sessions might be done as a webinar. Others may be hands-on. Some are being designed as full J in-person training. Some trainings, actually, the first two modules might be as a webinar, and then the group comes together for the more intensive adaptation. So again, it really is based on the needs of that organization and what we're trying to accomplish. We've been working with partners, again, as I said, at a variety of levels across the country. Here's just a smattering of some of those organizations. And in a few minutes, you're going to get to hear about some of the specific projects that we're working on with some of these organizations. Here we focused on 25 of the comprehensive trainings, the full-day trainings that we had pre- and post-tests on. And I want to walk you through a little bit of what we found from those evaluations. And the objectives of the evaluation was, one, to determine satisfaction with the training, but also really in terms of the effectiveness. Did the training have an impact on their knowledge or their abilities, their confidence to actually do evidence-based cancer control? This is a page from Cancer Control Planet, and you'll hear a little bit more about Planet. But this is where we would go to really find those research-tested interventions to help a partner identify what of those interventions might meet their needs and their goals, and then actually utilizing those interventions in our training. In terms of the evaluations that we have looked at, as you can see, this was one of the items. Based on my knowledge and experience, I feel confident I understand what evidence-based means. And you can see in looking at the red, strongly agree, about 30% on the pretest. After the training, in fact, that almost doubles in terms of their strongly agree that they have improved their knowledge and are more confident. I know how to assess my audience. Again, if you look at the far end, the strongly agree is where you see the major change, and that's really, again, you know, almost three times more knowledgeable about how to assess my audience after the training. I'm able to identify methods and data collection. Again, a significant increase after this training in terms of the partners being able to think about how they're going to use data in their programs. And another question was, I'm able to find evidence-based programs. Again, you can see a tremendous increase in terms of strongly agree. About 12% prior to the training knew where to find. How do I even begin this process? Where do I find these programs? To almost 44%. After the training. I understand program adaptation, and again, you can see a very, very significant difference between 6% who strongly agreed they understood program adaptation prior to the training to 33% at the post-test. And lastly, I know methods for tailoring an evidence-based program. And again, the whole adaptation process is we often don't take a research-tested intervention off the shelf and just implement it as it was used in the research. Often there needs to be some adaptation to make it fit the needs of your audience. Again, significant changes from pre and post in terms of knowing methods in which to do this. So in summary, I think it's important to just recognize that what we're learning just from these 25 trainings that have been evaluated with the pre- and post-test is that the training really is significant in terms of changing knowledge, attitudes, and confidence to be able to take those next steps in adapting evidence-based programs. We've trained almost 3,000 partners in this period of time, and again, with the numbers of trainings just increasing as there's more word of mouth and people learn more about this program and what the CIS can provide. And again, for those of you who'd like more information, here is our website and also Cancer Control Planet. And we also have a listing of our partnership programs, and I'll put these up front for some of you to take. And this will tell you who in your area is your CIS partner and our partnership coordinator and manager, and you can just call them directly to talk about some programs you might be interested in. So this is my disclosure. Nothing to disclose, but as we all have those into our program. And I want to now introduce Cynthia Vinson, who is going to talk a little bit about the whole using what works at the national level in terms of some of the work that we're doing. And I will turn things over to Cynthia.